Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2018 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session. Further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Please note this event is being recorded. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maya, CEO of IMC, Mr. José Agoste, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the third quarter 2018 results, in which we provide important information related to IMC performance in the quarter, as well as the main initiatives we're working on. Now on slide two, we have the financial highlights. We had a very strong quarter with improvements in all regions. Brazilian results from operations excluding other grew by 42%. International operations results combined grew by 20% due to positive same-store sales in the U.S. and sustained strong margins in the Caribbean, which were amplified by the positive effects. Same-store sales were up by 12.5% due to the positive performance in the U.S., which was positive in dollars and due to effects even higher in reais. Positive performance in Brazil, mainly in roads and airports, and in the Caribbean. As a result, net revenues reached 446 million reais, up 12% year-over-year. We had an EBITDA of 60 million reais, up by 11% with flat margins compared to 2017. We had a net profit of 13 million reais in the third quarter of 2018. The operating cash after maintenance CapEx in the quarter was 42 million reais, equivalent to 70% of the adjusted EBITDA in the quarter. Now on slide three, we have the EBITDA bridge of third quarter 2018 and third quarter 2017. Consolidated EBITDA grew 11% to 60 million reais in the quarter with stable margins. Brazilian operations, including G&A and holding, totaled 18 million reais compared to 13 million reais in 2017, a 42% improvement on the back of, one, positive same-store sales in roads, reversing the negative impact from trucks driver strike in the second quarter, driving the 3% growth in results. Same-store sales growth and margin improvement in airports led to a 65% growth. In malls, despite the lower same-store sales, new stores and margin improvement led to a 42% growth in the operating income. In the U.S., there was an increase in operating income of 26% due to improvement in sales and margins, even in dollars, and that improvement was amplified by the positive impact of the exchange rate. In the Caribbean, operating income was up 11% in reais due to the positive impact of exchange rate. Now, I would like to turn the floor over to our CFO, José Agoste, to explore in further detail the results, and I'll come back later to comment on the main initiatives that we are working on.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. Moving on to the next slide, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We can see that the company ended the quarter with 225 stores, a net decrease of 23 stores in comparison with the previous year. It was a net reduction of 23 stores in Brazil, of which five were in shopping malls and 18 in airports, mainly due to the contract renegotiation at the Guarulhos Airport. It was a net reduction of two stores in the Caribbean and a net opening of two stores in the U.S. On the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in the third quarter. In the top left, we can see the Brazilian same-store sales total positive 4%. The road segment posted a 10% positive same-store sales performance. We had a 2% increase in airports, led by the catering segment, and a 9% reduction in malls. Next, to the right, we can see the U.S. operation had a 28% increase in reais and a 4% positive performance in local currency. In the Caribbean, we had an 18% positive performance in reais and a 5% reduction in constant currency due to the negative performance at the Panama Airport. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 13% positive performance in reais and a 3% increase year-on-year in constant currency. On the next slide, we have the company's consolidated results, which were strong in all regions. The Brazilian operating result grew by 42%, and international combined operations grew 20%. The consolidated figures were impacted by the other revenue line in Brazil, which was lower in 6 million reais. Nevertheless, we had an 11% growth in EBITDA that totaled 60 million reais in the quarter. Operating cash flow after maintenance capex reached 42 million compared to 27 million last year. Moving on to the next slide, we have the consolidated results for the Brazilian operations. Results from operations reached 18 million reais compared to 13 million last year, a 42% growth year-on-year with a 200 basis point increase in margins due to positive performance in all segments. Including the other revenue line, which was down by 6 million year-on-year, consolidated operating income was down 3%, reaching 21 million reais, with an 8.8% operating margin. Moving now to the road segment, sales were up by 11% and operating income was up by 3%, with an 100 basis point reduction in margins due to a higher mix of gas station revenue versus restaurant revenue. Lower results from gas stations due to lower prices and higher expenses due to the higher volume of sales pressured the consolidated results. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to cash conversion reached 94% in the quarter, up from 70% last year. On the next slide, we can see the Brazilian air operation had an increase of 2% in same-store sales in the quarter, driven mostly by the catering segment. Operating income came in at 14 million reais, which represented a 65% improvement year-on-year with a higher efficiency across most cost items. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion was 95% of the quarter, flat year-on-year. On the next slide, we review the mall operations, which were impacted by the reduction of 9% in same-store sales, which was partially offset by the positive performance of the recently opened Olive Garden restaurants. Operating income totaled 5 million, up 42% year-on-year, with a 280 basis point improvement in margins, mainly due to lower labor, food, rent, and selling expenses. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 93% in the quarter, up from 64% last year. Moving on to the next slide, we talk about our U.S. operations, which we present in local currency. In the third quarter, revenue from the U.S. operation totaled $39 million, up 2% versus last year, led by the positive performance of same-store sales of 4%, partially offset by the partial closure of some stores due to hurricanes in the quarter. Operating results were up by 4%, with a slight increase in margins coming from lower G&A and rent expenses, offset by higher marketing expenses. On the next slide, we'll review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we have presented the figures in reais in constant currency. Same-store sales in the Caribbean were down 5%, mainly led by Panama. That, combined with a net reduction of two stores, resulted in a net revenue decrease of 8% year-on-year. Lower fixed cost and expense dilution due to lower sales led to a 60 basis point reduction in margins. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion was 97% in the quarter. Now, on the next slide, we review the company's cash flow. Our operating cash flow after maintenance capex totaled 42 million reais in the quarter, up from 27 million last year, due mainly to lower working capital needs as well as lower maintenance capex. Continuing with the cash flow, on the next slide, we can see that we generated 2 million reais in the quarter. The cash flow highlights include CapEx of $26 million, debt payment of $9 million, and $21 million used in the share buyback program. Dividends received and the impact of effects on cash were equivalent to positive 5 million reais. This concludes my comments on the financial results. Now we'll turn the floor back to Newton for his final remarks.
Thanks, Jose. Now on slide 15, my final remarks, I'd like to start with a quick recap of the context we were in when we started implementing our strategy based on 1. Margin improvement based on cost reduction, 2. Operational leverage, meaning higher margins with higher sales, and 3. Selective expansion with low risk but relevant impact. In 2016, all segments except for the Caribbean had negative same-store sales, and Brazil was in distress with an EBITDA of 22 million reais and 2% EBITDA margin. To revert this trend, we focus on margin improvement with overhead and G&A restructuring, real zero-based budget, and corporate restructuring. Operational leverage. Focus on the larger units, such as Frango Asado and Margaritaville, with team assessment, product innovation, marketing initiatives, and infrastructure improvements. 3. Selective expansion. In Brazil, casual dining, initially with the brand Olive Garden, and in the U.S. with Margaritaville and Landshark. On slide 16, we can see some of the achievements of the implementation of our strategies. Margins in Brazil, considering the last 12 months, nearly doubled to over 4%, and same-store sales are positive in roads and airports consistently. In the U.S., margins have also improved, and same-store sales are also positive even in dollars. And we have managed to sustain the high level of profitability in the Caribbean, over 20% EBITDA margin. Now on slide 17, I'll give you an overview of where we're heading to. To get to the 10% margin target in Brazil, we will maintain the foundation of our strategy with a higher focus on food and direct labor costs in Brazil that represent more than 400 million reais per year. The main initiatives regarding margin improvement are 1. The integration of Central Kitchen, aiming at streamlining labor at the Central Kitchen and the restaurants with the merger of two kitchens into one, and lower production at restaurants. The Intelligent Kitchen project, aiming at improving quality and product consistency, improving productivity, reducing waste, impacting food costs, and direct labor costs with lower back-of-the-house staff on the back of pre-prepared products sent to the restaurants from either the Central Kitchen or the suppliers. 3. Sales and operation planning and theoretical versus real food cost project. This aims at reducing food costs with improved controls and lower deviance of product consumption among restaurants. 4. Product development integration, streamlining SKUs, unifying recipes within brands, and reducing the number of ingredients that we buy. With this project, it allows us to initiate the project 5, which is a strategic sourcing project with the goal of reducing the purchasing cost per product and improving contract terms with suppliers. In addition to improvement in margins, we also keep focus on our second pillar of operational leverage from higher same-store sales. This will come from improved product, service, infrastructure, and also the increase in seating capacities in the larger units, such as Margaritaville and particularly road segment in Brazil. With regards to our selective growth, we focus growth on Frango Asado in Brazil and also casual dining, and Margaritaville and Landshark in the U.S. Again, we are happy with the results achieved and excited about the prospects from the initiatives that should allow us to reach our goals. I'll open now the floor for Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing the star 2. We will pause momentarily. Once again, that is star then 1 to ask a question. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Newton Maya for his final remarks.
Once again, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us and reiterate our enthusiasm with the new initiatives we are working on. And if you have any further questions, do not hesitate to contact us or our Investor Relations Department. Have a nice day, everyone.
concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day.